It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature's special session next week could offer help to child care providers. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The pandemic has turned the child care industry upside down. Providers have had to spend heavily on virus protection measures. Demand for daycare has dropped as people have lost their jobs or started working from home. That's why some state lawmakers are trying to prevent further damage to the industry. In a special session starting Monday, they will consider a proposal to give about $50 million in direct grants to licensed facilities. Amber Bilby, president of the Colorado Association of Family Child Care, said that could be crucial.
That will help us tremendously to be able to keep our doors open.
But there are still some big questions about how the money would be divided up among businesses small and large.
My questionings right now are on the amount. If it will really help, I know quite a few providers that are struggling just to pay their bills.
Help for child care providers is one of the main areas of focus for the legislature's special session. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The special session could also take on food insecurity. The state has already given out $600,000 in emergency grants to food pantries, like the one at Jewish Family Service in Denver. Shelley Hines says the pantry is serving more families.
We saw just a huge increase from usually about 40 a day pre-COVID to more like 160 per day coming in.
Hines tells Colorado Matters that one big reason for the increased demand is people losing their jobs or working less. The Jewish Family Service food pantry is now a drive-through with pre-packed boxes. Entry to Colorado State Parks is free again this day after Thanksgiving. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The event, called Fresh Air Friday, is meant to be an alternative to Black Friday sales. Hillary Hernandez is a senior ranger for Chatfield State Park in Littleton. She's glad families have made the event a tradition.
Just be super respectful of other groups, give them enough socially distanced space, as well as coming out here with a good attitude, ready to have some fun.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that's especially important since Friday is also a furlough day for state employees. Rangers will still be patrolling the parks, but visitor centers may not be open or fully staffed. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's outdoors today are sunny and cool with highs in the 40s along the Front Range and in Grand Junction, close to 40 in Vail today. This is CPR News.